So good morning to everyone. As you have heard, I am Father Santi. I've been coming here for 3 years already. I'm here to preach the spiritual exercises, mainly to the Spanish community, but this year there will be also some sessions for the English-speaking community, especially, well, for some masses also in the morning, and then in the afternoon of Wednesday. From 6:30 to 7:30 in the evening, we will have a time, our reflection together. So please join. And today, fifth Sunday of Lent, we just proclaimed John chapter 12. Everybody is in Jerusalem, even Jesus and the apostles. They are there to celebrate the Passover feast. And the gospel starts with some Greeks. They're not really, or at least not all of them from Greece. They just speak Greek because, Greek at that time was like just English today. I am Italian myself, so I try to speak English. So sorry for my accent and my mistakes. So this Greek people, they are there, and they are doing exactly what we are doing. They are looking for Jesus. Why? Because you imagine them going to Jerusalem, they enter in the temple area, that is the external part, and then they want to reach the center of it, the sanctuary, but they don't have access to that. It's forbidden to them. Imagine that in front of the entrances to the sanctuary, there was a barrier there, and there were some inscriptions, and in Greek, they said that they were threatening you of death if you trespass that point. You know, today in the museums, we have still those inscriptions. And so they were kind of rejected, and maybe they heard of this rabbi, this master, that was welcoming everybody, that was going to eat at the house of the sinners, that was even conceding miracles to the pagans. And so they found Philip. Why Philip? Because Philippos is a Greek name. So maybe they find him more approachable. Also Andrew. Anerandros is a Greek name. So they ask him, we want to see Jesus, just like today for us. No, we are here because we want to see Jesus, but we can't, you know. The 2 weeks before Easter, you know, Jesus is covered. Why? The liturgy is inviting us to increase our desire to see the Lord. We will see him, but not now. It's like covered. He's always covered. There is always a veil. Like Moses, you know, he had a veil because his face was luminous. Just like, you know, Jesus is still disguised. Sometimes behind the humanity of a priest, it's still Jesus, but there is always a veil. You need an act of faith to access. You need the intercession of the apostles. So Philip and Andrew, they go to Jesus. And they asked Jesus about those Greeks. Jesus is talking to them, is answering to the two apostles, and he's sharing with them his trouble, the trouble of that moment. It's a very important moment. It's the last time that Jesus is in Jerusalem. In few days, Jesus will be ready for his passion. So Jesus is getting ready for his hour. We are in the Gospel of John. When you listen to this word, the hour, that hour is a specific time. It's the same hour of this Mass, and that is the ninth hour. It's 3 p.m. It's the moment when Jesus will die on the cross. Every Mass, you know, lasts 3 hours actually, from noon to 3 p.m. is from the sixth to the ninth hour. There is a time for every Mass. This Mass, you know, now it's 9:50 a.m. No, it's 3 p.m. always, every Mass. And this place here, you see the steps? This is the Calvary. And this is the cross of Jesus. This is where Jesus is going to offer himself in sacrifice. And then, you know, Jesus starts talking about glory. Well, you know, I've been living in California for 5 years, and I live in North Hollywood. I have a parish there. And yes, there are a lot of people who look for glory, the human glory, which is the human fame. Don't be mistaken. Don't confuse, you know, this kind of glory, the human glory, with the glory that we are talking about in the gospel. What is the glory of God? Where is God glorifying his own name? When his face, the face of God, is shown as the face of a God that is love, that is true love, that is only love, and that he can do anything else but loving. So when Jesus, the Son of God, is offering himself in sacrifice, he's showing the glory of God, because he's showing the name of God. I will conclude my reflection with an example to understand how this is real and can be real in our lives. Because yes, it happens to us, to all of us, that in our life we have our crosses. Well, you know, this is a sign of curse. And yes, we have our cursing. And then we come to Mass, and that will be transformed into a blessing. Just like every cross that is a curse. But today we use the cross to bless people. So there was this lady, I was in the sacristy already, ready to go to Mass. It was time. And this lady came in the sacristy and she said, "Father, will you hear my confession?" Well, I understand it was something important, you know. And I said, "Yes." So in 2 minutes, she told me, this morning, well, it was evening. This morning, I was in a trial. I was in a tribunal. There was a judge. And we were there, the whole family, for the murdering of my nephew. So, you know, all the responsibles were there, you know, all the killers. So there was a lot of resentment, a lot of hatred. And yes, Father, you know, I cursed. And, you know, that cursing, it's still in me. I still can feel it. And now I'm here. I have to join Mass, and I can't. So, you know what? I don't want that. I don't want that feeling. I don't want that hatred. So what was she doing? She was using the power of her baptism, and she was going to receive the most powerful exorcism on earth, that is confession. And so she received absolution crying, and she went back to church totally liberated from that bad feeling. She was no longer cursing. She was blessing. And this is the glory of God. When you come to Mass, maybe cursing for what is happening, whatever is happening in your life, and then you come here and you receive the gift of transubstantiation, meaning a transformation of what is a cursing into a blessing. And then you will go back home and you will bless everybody. That is the miracle. That is the glory of God.